It's 88.5 FM, Sky Daniels, and I'm proud to have Belly join us on what I guess is the day of your U.S. tour commencing.
Yes,
yes.
First day.
Yes, it is. Yep. Hi, Sky.
Hi, how are you? We've got Tanya, Gail, Chris, the brothers Chris and Tom Gorman. It's a two-night stand at the Terragram, which is a great hall, and the people that run it are great.
That place is fabulous.
Yeah, that's where we were in 2016 as well and fell in love with it.
It's just
great room. The front of house guy Robin is incredible.
People are
really a great place.
Great.
We really love the vibe of the place and the culture of the place. So it's a good place to start.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a good place to start. I don't know if you guys know this, but Rip Van Winkle took a shorter nap than you guys. You guys took in between.
Quitter.
Many people don't know.
That's an interesting hint on that.
Just a brief 20-year respite.
I guess on one hand, an obvious question might be,
why?
You did start out, and we were talking a little earlier about how you did manage to start out in an era when you could really explode quickly, and that included some material gain on your part, i.e. a gold record, you know, a quick adoption of fans and building a fan base, and you could still make some dough. And then they beat the crap out of you, I guess, for 2.5-3 years, was it? And you did, I believe, what wouldn't be a healthy choice and said, well, okay, well, you know, let's slow down for a minute. But a minute turned into 23 years, was it?
We have a bad sense of time.
So we
lost it, but I mean, it was lots of physical. I mean, it's the minstrel show. You have to be here and there and, you know, humping the stuff from here to there. And it was lots of travel. Lots of you physically had to be in a lot of different places in a short period of time, over a long period of time, you know?
Yeah.
And did you...
It was fun, though.
When you took it, was it a break, or was it like... You weren't sure, you know?
No, we were sure by the time the last tour ended. It had all been sort of decided on.
Yeah, we were in a tour bus for 18 months on that final tour, and I tell people it's like Das Boot, you know?
Yeah.
You're going down the road at 85 miles an hour, and if anybody has one dissenting opinion about politics or something, that's it. You're going right into a guardrail, and the tour is over. But not that that happened, but I mean, it's a lot.
It's a lot of
the guardrail part.
Yeah.
But it's really intense to travel and tour for that long of a period of time.
Digging up bones and miss all the fun. I'm not here to save you, I'm just trying to get you outside. Get yourself out of the way and pull your head out of the shade. A bird takes off into above, we follow with our eyes, but never grab hold, never own it. That's as it should be, as it was, and ever will be. So let's stop mourning, stop your sobbing. Oh, human child, your face to the wind, you're back to the sun. Oh, human child, you're digging up bones and miss all the fun. I'm not here to save you, I'm just trying to get you outside. Get yourself out of your way and pull your head out of the shade. Want you to let your beauty sing across time and stop trying to, oh, no, no. Nothing ever dies, but we still gotta let it go. Some trick of the light pulls me upright, makes me laugh out loud into the emptiness. Some pull on the hair, somebody there makes me stare wide-eyed into the emptiness. Oh, human child, your face to wind, your back to the sun. Oh, human child, you're digging up bones and miss every point. It's a beautiful night, I'm here to drag you outside. Pull your head out of the shade, my sun-blessed babe. It's a beautiful night.
Young bands come through and you can feel those early stages of this is becoming all too much. You know, having been on the label side, I always say this is the year of hell. You know, you've got everyone's attention.
Yeah.
And now you've got to do everything you can to maintain it. And it's a year of hell.
And part of that is, finding, just being surrounded by voices of wildly varying expectation and, and our wildly varying expectations, and just all thrown in all together. Just it's such a chaotic, to tease out, I think, at such a young age, how you want to proceed in that atmosphere is difficult. And I always admire those who manage it, but I also have great empathy for those who don't.
But
not to complain. I mean, it's better than Hole in Sheetrock.
Oh God!
I mean,
no. Yeah,
we're not complaining about it. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Like it was intense. And I think at that point, like you don't even really appreciate the amazing crap that's happening to you while you're going through it because you're so damn tired.
Yeah.
But at the same time, again, we're not Hole in Sheetrock off, up 18 stories or whatever.
I think I've heard the story where you met in one of your basements and
Rock and Roll Control Center. and my house and
walking down the steps of the basement. There's
mouse poop filled basement.
Brett, and what's going to transpire? Was that basically?
Yeah, yep. But I mean,
in some trepidation,
like,
going down those stairs.
Yeah,
at first.
Bit. Yeah, but it felt everything came back quickly, and we'd had a very friendly and funny email chain for a couple of months before we got to that point. So.
And literally, like, the jokes just started flowing. It's like no time had even passed at all. And we were just back in my basement again, just playing music. And it was pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was really moving.
One, two, three, four.
This old man I've talked about broke his own heart, poured it in the ground. Tree grew up and out, grows up its leaves, spins round and round. I know all this and more, so take your hat off when you're talking to me and be there when I feed the tree. Little squirrel I used to be slammed her bike down the stairs. They put silver where her teeth had been, baby silver tooth. She grins and grins. I know all this.
Decided, oh, we'll do this reunion thing. We kind of were all felt a little bit like, but we just, this, the whole reunion circuit just, it's like, we need, there needs to be something fresh to add to it. So it's like, oh, let's try a couple songs. And then that kind of just,
snowed.
It's like,
anniversary,
this part is, this
thing,
is the easy part. Yeah. Or the most fun part. We can write songs and they're not, it's not hard to do it as a group. So that was kind
of. Well, and on that level too, weren't you, you allowed yourself the time and the personal lifestyle considerations. You were sharing some files and some ideas, you know, from your respective homes to where you started to get the bases of the songs. And I'm sure there's a point where, I don't know, how many, Is two? Is it three? Is it five? When do you start to go, hey, we've got an album.
Right. I think we started out and we had four.
Oh, so we had an EP in mind.
That was it. It's like, well, let's just, you know, maybe we'll put out an EP and just see what happens. But then by the time that tour in 2016 had finished, there were just other ideas bubbling around, and it's like, well, why not just do the whole
that coming off a tour and then having that sense of stimulation and the enthusiasm for, you know, if we lock in here, we've got good material in us.
Yeah.
That had to be great, right?
Yeah.
And how sort of quickly it happened, too. Not that's the goal, but I feel like there was a real facility in it. Everything just sort of very naturally happened. And people had, like, something. I would send out a scrap of something, and Gail would have something that plugged in perfectly, or Tom would have something. You know, it just sort of all...
Right.
And it fell together like a record, too, like an album. Like, it didn't really, it wasn't just sort of like, well, there's this weird thing here and there's this weird thing here. It was kind of like that, this fits with these, you know. It was kind of like, well, if we are only going to do an EP, we're going to leave out a lot of stuff that goes with that stuff and then won't have a home, you know. The songs really locked together really sonically, and, you know, we did a lot of different things with, you know, rhythmically and stuff like that, that all fit together.
Come home now, no one left to impress. You finally gave them your all now, all your fishy fair weather friends. You're miles behind, but I left a light on. Starry-eyed, we stole the night, and you raised the day. Starry-eyed, we raced the night. You raised all hell, then we slept. And I rhyme for the last time for you. My head's untied from the paving stone. Tear up the contracts we drew. Our heads gave up. Third rail all the way home. When dawn breaks on us, you wanna dance on the third rail all the way home, all the way home, all the way home. You're miles behind, but I'm leaving alive.
Come back and visit us more often, and we'll have a refresher course, and we'll
yes.
We'll take the temperature of belly, and we'll also give you snacks and oranges. Excellent. And properly infused tea, of course.
If you feed us, we will come.
Yes.
We'll play for food.
It's been fun having you out here. Oranges. And we're really glad you came out, and we really do wish you, you know, all of the fans out there, you're going to get everything you hope for and more than you expected from belly. So make sure you fill up both nights of the Terragram. And because you want to see it and feel it.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for coming out. It's Belly. It's live on 88.5 FM.